Sydney, may I help you?
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a
Hold on.
Public opinion poll. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, say again.
My name is Ed from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked, and it can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or a lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not a see-through, and store in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
You don't have to go through the whole thing again. Ask me the question.
Okay. All right. They want to know if you will support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored. Will you support or oppose that law?
I'd be in favor.
I'm sorry?
I'd be in favor.
I'd support then. Okay, thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure stores to include a locked safe? Support or oppose?
State the question again.
Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Support or oppose? A locked container or case? Support or oppose?
Support.
A locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, support or oppose? That's the last
one.
It's saying that a locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm, will you support or oppose that law?
That you have one?
Yeah, a lockbox or a device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. They just want to know.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's it. That's no problem. We used to support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock. Support or oppose?
Support a law.
Thank you. A combination lock. Support or oppose?
That's fine.
I'm sorry?
Support?
That's fine. Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you. A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint. Will you support that too?
Yeah.
Thank you. We almost done. Thank you so much for your time. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, a case, or a lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded, the gun? Should or should not? If it's in a safe place, the gun.
I don't know that I would be
required to unload it. Right? So you should not.
Seems to me you'd want to do that, but I don't know that need to be required.
Okay.
I'm on the fence on that.
Okay. So you're not sure? Should not or should? I have three answers here.
No, I'm not sure.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if a firearm is not on a lock safe, case or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Will you feel that that's secure or not sufficiently secure?
That could be secure.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires the gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
For.
Support?
Yeah.
Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose? Will you support that?
Well, go in without a warrant to look for lock boxes, no, I don't think that's necessary.
Okay, so you oppose them, correct?
Right.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, And if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it, will you support or oppose the law that allows an affirmative defense like that? Support or oppose?
I think if a minor shoots somebody, somebody could be held responsible.
Okay, so you oppose it then. You won't support a law that can use that as a defense. You will oppose that, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Do you support or oppose that?
What was the question on that?
I'm gonna read it again. Prosecutors have discretion. They have the discretion to do this, to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Like this one, will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting or under the supervision of an adult? Will you support or oppose?
I do support. Given a public prosecutor discretion.
So you support?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or other?
Depends on the day and time, so I could be all.
So you want me to put Independent or other? Because you're not a Democrat or a Republican? You're not in it to a third step?
I'm Democratic leaning, but.
Okay. So you want me to put that? I have Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other.
I'll put down Independent.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is your age? I'm going to read you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus.
65 plus.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White European.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself, and I apologize for the question, don't take it personal, do you consider yourself male or female? I mean, I know what you are, but I have to read the verbatim.
Male.
Thank you. Thanks. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a wonderful week, and take care.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Hmm.